This is a recording of the Juan Carlos Gomez Stock Conference with iAdvise for Unifin, second quarter 16, on July 22, 2016, at 11 a.m. Central Time. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and welcome to Unifin's second quarter 2016 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Juan Carlos Gomez of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Unifin Financiera's earnings call. This morning, the senior management team of Unifin will discuss the company's second quarter 2016 consolidated results for the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings release, please contact the investor relations team at Unifin or iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3692 to obtain a copy immediately. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements which are subject to various conditions, thus they could differ materially from those expected. We ask that you refer to the disclaimer found in the earnings report for the period for a complete note on forward-looking statements. Joining us today from Mexico City are Mr. Jose Maria Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer, Mr. Gerardo Mieri Terán, Corporate Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sergio Camacho, Unifin Financiera's Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. David Pernas, Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the call over to Jose Maria Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer, who will be presenting the discussion on the company's results. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Juan Carlos. Good morning and welcome to everyone participating in the call today. We're very pleased you could make it and appreciate your interest in Unifin. First, I will begin by reviewing some of the performance highlights for the period, and then I will review the company's financial results, and at the conclusion, we will gladly open up the floor for questions. Unifin delivered strong operational and financial results during the second quarter and first half of 2016, with performance and growth that were in line with expectations. The strong and steady pace of the new business origination across all products was reflected in the company's outstanding results. The main driver for the quarterly results was the strong demand from the SME sector, our main market, from various industries and regions of Mexico. Revenues resulted from the increased activity in our three business lines, operating lease, financial factoring, and auto loans, which grew 105.9%, 43.1%, and 307% respectively, compared to the same period last year. Total revenues during the second quarter of 2016 reached 2.3 billion pesos, a 55% increase when compared to the second quarter of 2015. In particular, the largest volumes during the quarter were from operating lease portfolio, which grew 106% and now represents 74% of the company's total portfolio. New origination in the factoring portfolio was 43% greater compared to a year ago and now represents 10% of the total portfolio. Lastly, new origination in the auto and other loans portfolio was up 307%, now comprising 16% of our total portfolio. In aggregate, Unifin's total portfolio grew 61% to 23.3 billion pesos at the end of June, compared to 14.5 billion pesos portfolio at the end of the first half of last year. As a backdrop for Unifin's business, second quarter 2016 was driven by the relative stability of the market during most of the period, which boosted confidence of the SME business owners to make decisions regarding productive assets and financing. Towards the end of the quarter, the results of the United Kingdom referendum to leave the European Union, known as Brexit, impacted the currency market and brought down the value of the Mexican peso, which had already been better in recent quarters. It has been difficult to determine the predominant market tendencies for the near future. Therefore, in line with prior quarters, prudence has remained a fundamental cornerstone of our growth strategy. Despite the strong demand across all sectors of the economy, during the second quarter of 2016, Unifin only approved 37.5% of the company's demand that is included in backlog. For the rest of 2016, we expect to keep a steady growth pace as our sales officers will continue to identify new origination opportunities for the remainder of the year. Currently, we see Unifin's growth engine coming from the resiliency of its sales force. Over 175 representatives are constantly on the road, building relationships with entrepreneurs across Mexico's vast geography, using leads from the company's business intelligence team. During the first half of 2016, we relaunched our regional office in Querétaro and opened a satellite office in Toluca. For the rest of the year, we have plans to open two new rep offices to support the activities of our current locations. The company's portfolio remains healthy and well-diversified. None of the more 4,500 clients represent over 1.4% of the portfolio, and over 84% have approved lines of credit for up to 7.4 million pesos. In terms of geographic diversification, approximately 60% of Unifin's client base is located in the fast-growing metropolitan areas of Mexico City and Monterrey. However, the regional officers have represented 35% of the year's origination, reaffirming and confirming that Unifin's business approach is on the right track. From an economic sector standpoint, the company's portfolio is evenly distributed, with presence in commerce, transportation, services, construction, mining, energy-related services, capital goods, and medical assets, among many others. Our non-performing loan ratio emphasizes the high quality of our portfolio. At the end of the first half of 2016, the non-performing loan ratio was 0.78% compared to 0.57% year over year. This low NPL ratio is the result of both the strict approval process following every step of the origination as well as the proven collection procedures implemented by Unifin. The company NPL ratio achieved is in line with our long-term expectations. Let's not forget that our portfolio grew 61% from 14.5 million pesos to 23.3 billion pesos. Now let us discuss Unifin. Here's syndicated loan from Bladex, a conglomerate of central banks from Latin America, for up to $75 million. The facility consists of a U.S. dollar tranche and a Mexican peso tranche. The dollar tranche is fully hedged on both principal and interest for the three-year term, and this is the first international syndicated loan agreement entered into by the company and will be used to expand the funding sources to support its strong portfolio origination. In addition to loans, securitizations of its leasing portfolio remain Unifin's most important funding source, as these are the most efficient means to support its working capital, given their low cost and that such are non-recourse to the company. All of the securitizations have obtained local AAA ratings by Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and H&R ratings, which contribute to the company's low interest expenses. Lastly, as you may recall, Nuskin has fully hedged a U.S. dollar-denominated outstanding debt equal to $366.4 million. This long-term position is the result of a high-yield bond issued in 2014. The hedge is for both principal and interest from issuance to maturity. Moving now on to the financial performance of the second quarter of 2016, and before going into too much detail, I would like to remind the audience that the second quarter of 2016, Unifin's results are solely based on operating income, which compared to last year's results that included non-recurring items such as the mark-to-market valuations of our cross-currency swap and the gains from the repurchase of the high-yield bonds. As you may recall, last year, during the third quarter, we ceased to treat our cross-currency swap as derivatives with trading purposes, and these are now treated as derivatives with hedging purposes. For this reason, we are no longer booking extraordinary non-recurring income as operating income in our PL, and the company's quarterly results during 2016 are fully operational. Starting from the top line of the P&L statement, total revenues reached 2.3 billion pesos during the second quarter, up 55% compared to the same period of 2015, mainly driven by new origination in all segments. The nominal financial margin achieved during the second quarter was 593 million pesos, 53% higher than in the second quarter of 2015. Relative to total revenues, our financial margin was 25.9%, largely in line with the 26.3% reported in the second quarter of 2015. It is important to highlight that the company's financial margin variations each quarter are impacted by the recognition of leasing income based on the exact timing of the closing of the contract, as well as other conditions established in operations with our clients. Administration and promotional expenses for the quarterly period increased 35% as a result of new portfolio origination. The company's efficiency ratio was 37%. Relative to total revenues, operating expenses were equal to 9.3%, in line with operations and origination volume. Operating income for the second quarter of 2016 was 366 million pesos, 55% greater than during the second quarter of 2015. Excuse me. Again, our operating income during this quarter was fully the result of recurring operations and does not include any extraordinary income. Finally, Unifin's net income was 302 million pesos, up 78% from 170 million pesos reported in the same period of 2015. Both figures do not include non-recurring items and are fully operational. Now let us discuss some of the balance sheet items. At the end of the second quarter of 2016, Unifin had 1.4 billion pesos of available cash and equivalents and approximately 12 billion pesos of available funding. Non-bank debt represented 16 billion pesos by the end of the quarter, including 9.5 billion pesos of our leasing ABSs and the international note issued in 2014. The total bank debt was 6 billion pesos. Unifin's total net debt position resulted in a financial leverage ratio of 3.6 times compared to 2.7 times 1 year ago. This ratio is calculated as financial liabilities minus securitization over shareholders' equity. The increased leverage is driven by higher operational volumes, which require additional funding during the quarter, and includes the new funding facility by the syndicated loan from Bladex. Regarding our financial performance ratios at the close of the second quarter, 2016, the Refin's ROA was 3.9%, compared to the 4.9% at close of the second quarter of 2015. And our ROE was 24% for the second quarter of 2016, both which met our expectations. The variation in the financial performance ratio is explained when considering accounting methodologies used to calculate the company's average capital, based for the past four quarters, which is greater than that of the same period of 2015. In summary, looking at the company's performance, Unifin focus on sound and healthy origination, cautious portfolio management, and continued profit generation has further strengthened its positioning as the leading non-financial leasing company in Mexico. Unifin once again reported a strong quarter, which was the direct result of our methodical work, always keeping its financial head as the number one priority. This concludes the presentation. Thank you all for your attention. At this point, we can move on to your questions. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the floor is now open for your questions. If you would like to ask an audio question, you may do so now by pressing star 1 on your touchtone phone. We will take questions in the order which they are received, and if at any time you need to remove yourself or your question has been answered, please press star 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Give people 1 moment to queue up. Our first question comes from Gabriel Nobrega with UBS.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. First, could you give more details on your other leasing expenses? The number was higher this quarter. In particular, is this related to the residual risk, and what should we think about for the next quarter? And my second question has to do with your capital base. Your equity trust decreased to 15%, and you had mentioned that 13% was a level where you would need to raise capital. How do you think of the capital position and the potential follow-on? Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriel. Regarding the other leasing expenses, I would like to let you know that this expense account consists of good cost of goods sold of the assets, which are transferred to the leases at the expiration of the leasing contract. In other words, this expense is equal to the book cost of the depreciated assets or the residual value of the assets on the operating lease with our client. To understand this account, I would say Unifin also books income when these assets are sold to the lessees at the expiration of the contract. And in most cases, these assets are sold below market value, which may or may not be higher than the depreciated book value of the asset, depending on the duration of the contract and the number of years the asset has been depreciated. As you may remember, Unifin's depreciation policy is 20% per year. However, in some cases, the contracts are for shorter terms of 4 years, which is our maximum term for leases. The duration of the contract will affect the difference between the depreciated value of the asset sold and the market value at the end of the contract. So for the second quarter, the increase in this expenses account was driven by a peak in the scheduled expirations of contracts with a short-term maturity between 12 and 24 months. Going forward, what can we expect? Well, we can expect this expense to be gradually decreasing during the rest of 2016. Due to the fact that new originations and the market are skewed to longer terms, and to be more precise, to 48 months. That is the reason why this account had that increase. Regarding the second question, yes, we understand, we've been mentioning that our capital index should remain always between 13 to 17%. At this point in time, we know that if we go below 13%, we would probably have to increase capital. But also, don't forget that in the first quarter, we pay a dividend of 342 million pesos. And also that the increase in the net profit is helping us to maintain a right cap index between 15 and 17, which is what we're looking for. But answering straight to your question, if the cap index would be below 13%, the company would look forward for a new follow-on in the equity section.
Okay, thank you. That was very clear. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Carlos Rivera with Citi.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking questions. The first one is regarding the outlook for volume growth. I mean, during the first half of this year, it's been pretty strong, 60% growth. But you also mentioned Brexit as one factor affecting the peso and that causing some volatility and probably less confidence in the business segment. I would also add the outlook for the U.S. elections in November. So I'm just wondering what's the outlook for the demand in the second half and what are the signs that you're already seeing in July? And in particular here, if you could give us an update on your pipeline. And I'll ask my second question after this one. Thanks.
Thank you, Carlos. As you know, we don't give any guidance, but I'll try to answer the question. First of all, the exchange rate situation so far has not affected the demand for our product. And like I mentioned in my comments, we went through all this situation in the first quarter. And the SME entrepreneur is always looking for the right time when the exchange rate is going down. So we expect so far, with the volatility of the market that showed in the last quarter, that the exchange rate will be more stable for the rest of the year. So we will keep on the pace of growing as we have already shown.
Okay. In the last conference call, you shared with us a pipeline of around $31 billion. Can you give us an update on how's that evolving? Hello?
The backlog right now for the next 12 months is running around $31 billion, approximately.
Okay, thanks. And my second question is regarding your pricing strategy. I believe this year, Unifin was trying to increase the rates charged in anticipation of Banxico hiking rates. And we just saw another increase in June. So if you can give us an update on these, and if you feel that there's still room in the market for continued transferring these higher prices as Banxico continues to increase rates in the future. Thank you.
Of course, Carlos. As you may recall, at the beginning of the year, we increased our rates, our implicit rates in the leasing portfolio, 100 basis points. Now, with the new hike in the rate from Central Bank for 50 extra points, management decided to increase again another 50 points to those 100 basis points that we increased since the beginning. So for the new origination, we're talking that 150 basis points will be the increase in rates of the new origination. That would suffice to cover any other increase for the rest of the year.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so now by pressing star 1. At this time, we have no further questions, so I'll turn it back to Mr. Jose Maria Munoz for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. Well, thank you all for your trust and interest in Unifin and participating in our conference call. We look forward to continuing getting to know you, and in case you have any additional questions or any additional need of information, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our management team is here to answer all your questions, and we look forward to hear from you in the near future. To all of you, have a good day and have a nice weekend. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this morning's presentation. You may disconnect your phone lines, and thank you for joining this morning.